Good morning. It's a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartalk. Alan, let's start with the Mueller probe and the potential for Donald Trump to sit for an interview. According to his lawyers, they don't want that. This case won't fizzle. It'll blow up in them, said Rudy Giuliani. You're trying to trap him, Trump, because you don't have a case. President Trump says he wants to clear his name, but his attorneys advised against it. It's hard-pressed to see why they need the president's testimony, said Giuliani. And you have some thoughts, too, on how the press is covering this.
Well, first of all, I think an awful lot of people are getting this one wrong. We do know that Giuliani is talking about a perjury trap, so it's a simple answer. Don't perjure yourself. Secondly, Bill Clinton had to sit for an interview. Others have had to do that. It would be the right thing to do. They know it. Now, they got a problem because the American people don't like the fact that this president is not sitting down with a special prosecutor, special counsel. So they have this elaborate thing that they do in which they say the president says, well, you know, I want to sit down, but my lawyers don't want me to. Hey, the lawyers work for the president. This isn't a president who lets anybody walk over him, obviously, and that's much to his detriment because he doesn't listen to advice. So now all of a sudden, we're supposed to believe that the lawyers aren't letting him do it, but that he wants to do it. And the press is dutifully reporting that. They're picking up the lie. They're saying, well, the president wants to, but they don't want him to. No, no. I'm willing to bet you anything that the president tells them what he wants. You guys go out and say you can't do it, and I'll go out and beat myself on the chest and say I want to testify to the special prosecutor. But the press is dutifully reporting the president wants to testify, but the lawyers don't want him to. What if the real premise here is the president tells the lawyers, you tell me I can't testify, and I'll say I want to testify. End of game.
End of game for Chris Collins, Western New York representative, a Republican. He pleaded not guilty yesterday afternoon, Alan, to federal insider trading charges. The congressman was arrested earlier in the day on charges he shared non-public information with family and friends related to an Australian biotech company, Innate Immunotherapeutics, on which Collins served as a board member. It also involved receiving this information while on the White House lawn.
A board member and a major investor in all of this. Now, to be clear, Collins took a real loss on this. But if he called his son, which is what the allegation is, and the son told the potential in-laws, not yet, but soon, and everybody unloaded, then you have what is called classic insider trading. In other words, you're not supposed to tell other people what the public doesn't know. And that's what the allegation is. Now, who's the charge being brought by? Ooh, the mean old Trump-appointed U.S. attorney bringing these charges and saying the law is the law. Whoa. Is that beyond personal loyalty? Which is why, of course, the former FBI head was fired. So now we have the Republican-appointed guy bringing this against the congressman, the first congressman who lauded and, of course, said that Trump should be president of the United States, and he's going to vigorously defend himself. Well, apparently they got the goods, they got the phone logs, they got the rest of it, and he's in a little bit of trouble here. It's a safe seat, obviously. It's a Republican seat. He should be able to take it, and he may well take it. Hey, Dick Nixon got elected a second time after Watergate was out there. So anything can happen. We can see it, and we've seen it again and again.
Yesterday marked the day that Rick Gates, the right-hand man to Paul Manafort, in the trial left the witness stand after his 3 days of testimony that prosecutors hope will seal a guilty verdict on tax and bank fraud charges. Of course, he's being painted as a liar.
It's not only that he's being painted as a liar, he says he's a liar, and he says he's a thief, and that's tough. However, they've got all of this documentary material. They've got IRS agents up there testifying, saying, hey, you know, here's $12 million we can show that taxes weren't paid on. So that while they can certainly go after Gates, and probably if you were the defense lawyer, you would do that too. But the other stuff may be too much for them to get around. But as I've said again and again and again, and you've all heard me, hey, it just takes one person on that jury to say, you know, I don't like the whole smell of this thing. I'm voting no matter what you say.
News analysis in the New York Times. Alan, your thoughts on this headline? Trump crows about winning touch in midterms. Should he?
Well, yes and no. There's no question. In Ohio, it looks like by a mere whisker, the Republican wins. And Trump can beat his chest and say, I did it. We got through this. On the other hand, that's a safe Republican seat. He won when he ran for president by a lot. Now they win by a whisker. This portends really tough stuff for the Republicans in the coming elections. Because while this was a safe seat, there are a lot of fair fight seats. And those Republicans will be shuddering in their shoes right now.
our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you, David, as always. And thanks to our wonderful Jordan, who helped us get through this morning on the engineering desk.
Indeed.